There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome to the Would You Rather game show, a game show where we ask, would you rather? The winner gets $1 million and the loser has to get back with their ex. Are you ready to play Carlitos Velasquez's?
What is this? Is this what you invited me over for? And who are all these people?
Oh, just hit the buzzer.
Beep.
Get in here!
My name is Curly.
And I'm Maya.
And welcome to
the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast.
A super secret club where we talk about super secret things.
Yeah, like secrets that are super.
That's what it is.
In each episode, we'll talk about love, friendship, heartbreaks, men, and of course, our favorite secrets.
Get in here!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and theys and thems, gays, theys and thems, and hays, come on down to the coolest game show called... Okay, we're playing a game of Would You Rather, all right?
Yeah, today we're playing a game of Would You Rather.
So today we're going to be playing a game of Would You Rather, and we asked ChatGPT, like, hey, what are some kind of risque... would you rather dating questions, life questions? And they gave us a bunch.
Yes.
So this is something for you to answer yourself. See maybe at the end who you're most like, me or Curly. And also, like, maybe pop this on when you're with your friends. Like, maybe it's a group thing. And write down your answers. Or, I don't know, just, like, just laugh about how silly we are or about how smart we are with our decisions.
Yeah. And absolutely send this to your best friend, too. If you're not with them right now, definitely, like, see what they're going to say. And like Maya said, see which one of the besties you relate to. And also, too, it's interesting because this is a computer. These are questions asked by a robot.
Yeah,
and
AI.
So you're like, okay, computer. Okay, robot, show us what you got.
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Would you rather find true love but have all of your friends dislike your partner, or stay single but have the most amazing friendships?
Oh my gosh. So be isolated from everyone but find true love. Is it really true love, though? And this is a computer, you know, so we can question it. Dumb computer. I'm just kidding. Is it really true love if your partner is not really concerned that all of your friends don't like them? You know, like, wouldn't they want your friends to like them?
Yeah, you would. I mean, but here's the thing. Like, it depends. Are all of my friends haters? What are the circumstances? Are they haters? Let's just assume that these are just kind of like, there's no other information available. Like, because literally, I would put all of you guys in a boat and just kick it off the shore. Like, toodaloo.
Damn. Just for some
toodaloo, friends. I got my man. He's a big old man. Bon voyage. Kicks him into the water.
You know what? At this point in my life, I've had the most amazing friendships. I think they would be okay if I were to abandon them for someone. So
yeah,
we're like, picking true love.
Picking true love. I think on the real, which is probably what's scary, because it's probably what my spirit chose before we got here. Like, and this is, you know, I'd probably, of course, be like, oh, fine, I'll have the most amazing friendships ever. I'd rather have like 20 people that I can call on to love and who will wipe my ass if I need help.
Yeah, platonic friendships, platonic love is like just as important as romantic love.
Yeah, but for the sake of just being playful in this question, see you later, Maya. I'm in love now. I don't know none of you plebes. I know none of you peasants who don't have any love. I'm in love.
Pushes me off a cliff.
Isn't it obvious, Daddy? Curly's in love.
It's obvious.
Next question.
Would you rather discover your perfect soulmate, but have to move across the world to be with them, or find a decent match who lives just a few minutes away from you? I'm moving.
Oh my God, you're like, toodaloo, America.
Toodaloo, for sure, at the first chance I get.
I do feel like this one's hard because I love LA so much. I'm from LA, I'm an LA boy through and through. So I'm like, you want me to leave LA? Where do we live? Are you a millionaire? What's the, but not having any other information, I would say I'm a rep LA to the day I die. I'm not going nowhere. Get over here, decent match.
I would love to live in a little cottage in Switzerland, Zurich. My friend Chris lives there. He says anytime, he's my high school crush. We still talk. He says anytime. Swiss Chris from high school.
Oh, you should go. We should go.
He said anytime. And I was in Switzerland, but I was like a train ride away, but I didn't have enough time to get over there. Okay. Wait for me, Chris. He was a foreign exchange student at my high school. So love you.
I would totally just be like, I mean, there's plenty of decent mediocre men like 10 minutes away in like Atwater Village or something. Or, like,
you wouldn't move?
Find a decent match, perfect soulmate, but have to move across the world.
Perfect soulmate.
I would move. It's not like I can't come back. There's airplanes that exist.
Yeah, we can. And if you're in another country, I'm in another country, how fun would it be to visit each other, do a little house exchange, a husband exchange?
That's true. Did you say husband exchange?
What?
Oh, okay. Because you broke up for a quick second. I didn't hear. I heard. Did you say house exchange or husband exchange?
What? ¿Por qué no los dos?
Okay. Next question.
Would you rather marry someone who is everything you've ever wanted in a partner, but your family disapproves of them, or settle for someone who isn't your ideal match but is adored by your family? This one stuck out to me because my cousin in the 7th grade had this boyfriend that her family really, really, really loved, but she didn't like. And they were so mean to her when they broke up. And she was like, would you love me more than you love, or do you love this guy more than you love me? Like, what the heck? And they're like, we just see you with somebody more. Fuck that. Hell no.
I mean, for me, in this instance, I'd be like, call me Selena, bitch, because I'm going to marry my Chris Perez. I don't give a fuck if you don't like my man. Like,
so we have no friends. We have no family. And we're moving to another country for love.
We're so quick to sell everybody out. We're like, I love you so much. We're like, bye.
At this point, give us something. Give us something, Lord.
After all the emotional labor we have done for all the people
we have been
us,
good daughters, good sons, good nephews, good nieces, good best friends, yeah, good colleagues. Let me go get my in another country. Yes,
Let me get dug out.
Let me get dug me out. Get in the dugout. Dug
down. After all we have done.
Let me go peacefully. Oh, it's like, take me off the life support. Let me go. Oh,
I'm so dead. I love how you're like, we have no friends and no family.
We have each other.
Oh my God. We have each other. Okay. Would you rather be in a relationship with intense passion that could end at any moment, or a stable, secure relationship with little to no excitement? This is a question that I think, depending on how you answer, will actually tell you more about yourself.
Oh, God.
And your healing journey, because...
This is where I'm at right now. I'm at a crossroads because I just had like a little mini reading yesterday and they were like, you need to build a foundation. You need to build something and it's not going to be exciting all the time. You have to build something stable and secure, and it's not going to be intense and passionate all the time. And I'm like, yes, it will. For me, it will.
I know. Look, that's what they tell you. They're like, healthy relationships are can seem boring. When you're used to trauma, when you're used to like fucked up shit, you think that passion and intense passion is love. You equate it with love. But actually, stability and security is what real love looks like. But in saying that, am I going to die right after? Like, what's my... Like, I want to know, like... Am I going to be alive for 10 more years, 5 more years? Because if I'm going to be here for 5 more years, I'll do the passionate one. I'd rather do the passionate one and then pop off. But if I'm going to be here for like 30, 40 years, I'll do the stable. I'll do the boring one. It's fine. We can like file our taxes together.
Right. We have to ask AI, how long do we have to live? How long do we have left to live? Well, that's very telling that like, you know, if you, isn't that how you should be acting all the time, is as if this was the last day of your life or something?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like when you just have a bunch of like intense passionate ones, you're like, who's really the fucked up one?
But if it's me, it will always be intense and passionate and secure and stable. So we're putting a lot on the other person. Who is this person? I mean,
would you rather be in a relationship with intense passion that could end at any moment? So all of my exes.
Intense passion. Intense passion.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Intense passion, but definitely and certainly would love to find stability and
yeah, a secure of course. But so live, laugh, love.
If you're listening, sorry, my dog's scratching herself in case you can hear.
But live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Chloe, scratch that flea. Chloe doesn't really get fleas, but she certainly does get itchy. Okay. Would you rather be with someone who fulfills all of your sexual fantasies but doesn't connect with you emotionally, or someone who is emotionally perfect for you but sexually incompatible?
Emotionally perfect, sexually incompatible.
Because you can just masturbate.
Yeah.
Right? You can just,
next.
You can just flick your own bean.
But I feel like the emotional part actually builds into the intimate parts, you know?
Yeah. Would you rather be with someone who fulfills all your sexual fantasies but doesn't connect with you emotionally? I think that would leave me feeling drained. I think that would make me feel like, especially because with men, you know, I don't know how it is with women so much, but with men, once you like orgasm and that's it, like it feels very like, that's it. Okay, get off me now. Like it feels very like.
Yeah, well, because men have those things that make them not connected, whereas women bond. We bond. Yeah. We release a bonding chemical and we bond. And I have to remind myself all the time with an ex that I'm like pining over. I'm like, it's just because you chemically bonded with them. That's it. It's just chemicals. That's it. It helps me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly does help me too when I hook up, but I don't really hook up that much because I don't really hook up that much because I don't like how I feel after, if it's not an emotional relationship. Like, somebody told me that I might be, what's the word, demisexual?
Where you need, like, an emotional connection.
Yeah, so I think that I would pick, like, the emotional one. But what do they mean by sexually incompatible? Like, where I'm like, it's just bad sex all the time? Like, I have questions. Like, I've been sexually incompatible with some people because their style of fucking is just, like, I don't like this. Like, I don't like it at all.
Yeah,
or
it's
is
like
it
that.
Just like, or there's just like, we're just, I don't know. I don't want to, we don't really fuck. Like, we just hang out.
I think for me, my fantasies are emotional. So they go hand in hand.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Cheek to cheek, if you will.
We both chose emotionally perfect for you, but sexually incompatible.
Would you rather be forced to choose between your dream career and your ideal relationship, knowing you can't have both?
Career. I don't even finish the sentence. I got bills to pay. I got goals to fucking complete.
Yeah. Well, because I think people can change. And obviously career can change too. But career depends on you and me, myself, and I. And I think that's why I've been like, what are you doing that for? Curly's like smiling weird.
I was trying to dead eye smile. Yeah. But you can't tell because I have naturally happy eyes.
Yeah. And I don't.
My eyes curve when I like smile anyway because my cheeks, so it looks like I'm happy.
It takes me effort to. Anyway, we're having a smile off. ADHD.
Sorry for the ADHD break, guys, that you can't see.
Ideal relationship, knowing you can't have both. It's like a freaking movie, and they always choose love at the end of the day. Because your career can't love you back.
You're like Scrooge in your bed, and then they're like, you chose gold over love over and over again.
Your ideal relationship? Ideal relationship isn't selling me.
I feel like, is he rich?
Right. Okay, let's get into the details. Do I have to have a career? Do I have to have a career?
Yeah. Are you going to be paying the bills? And are we signing a contract? Will you be supporting me for the rest of my life?
Right.
What's the...
Is there a prenup?
Yes. And like, is this ideal relationship? Will you be putting some of your money into my goals? Should I get an Etsy account? Should I start a Depop?
Are we going to be on TikTok Live asking for gifts all the time?
What's going on? Because if that's the case, certainly. So if your ideal relationship is to be a housewife, you might just be able to pick a...
Right.
Or a house husband or a house person, whatever it is. Like, you might be able to just pick your ideal relationship.
Let's say that they live somewhere where you are unable to do your work. Like, they live in the jungle somewhere. No Wi-Fi. Nothing.
I need a contract drafted by a lawyer, multiple lawyers, saying that, like, that you will be taking care of me for the rest of my life.
I love that.
You will be paying my bills for the rest of my life.
If not, I will sue you and take your money, even though I'm already taking your money.
We are staying in California for 10 years, where in the state of California, I legally will get half of everything that you have.
If damn. You hear that? Your future person is listening right now.
Look, or I work and you work, boo. Like, yeah, that's it. And that's it.
Yeah, if I'm giving up my career for you, what am I getting out of it?
Would you rather find out that every love interest you'll have is someone your best friend has been involved with, or never have a romantic relationship again?
You know what? ChatGPT is very much like, would you rather find the love of your life or die in a fire alone? You're like, ChatGPT, what have you been through? What are you scouring the internet for? Like, where are you finding these, like, either ors, or never have a romantic relationship again?
Yeah.
What? I'll be with someone my best friend has been with. Fuck that shit.
What? But also, like, that's like, would you suck a dick who's been inside of your best friend? Like, that's someone else's coochie juice on your man's dick. Right? Like,
When you put it that way in terms of juice. When you put it in terms of coochie juice.
I don't know that I could look at my man's dick the same way, knowing that it's been up in you somehow. I don't know that I could sit across from you at Thanksgiving and being like, that has been inside you. It would depend. Let me see. Let me think about this again. Would you rather find out that every love interest you'll have is someone your best friend has been involved with? I would question you. I'd be like, what's happening? You know,
I would question you.
I have a friend. Shout out to this friend who every single time there's like a new bear, like a new hairy, beefy man, like in the scene, or like that, like, oh, he's so cute, like he's chubby and hairy and tall, like they have all been with this one friend. Like, I know that if you are hairy, chubby and tall or beefy, you have hooked up with this one friend. And I'm kind of like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, we can hang out.
It doesn't bother me because Love Island is like that, except they're kissing. They're just kissing.
So
and stuff.
If your future hubby's D has been all up in my pudans,
I don't care because it's mine. I'm gonna be the last pudan for him to have. Oh my God. What is that?
Well, be careful getting a UTI, bitch, because
why are you nasty?
Ask the cooch is dangerous. Ask the cooch is dangerous. What?
Never mind. I don't want to play anymore.
I'm a lone wolf. Like, I'll just stay single shit. It's fine. If you couldn't look at me and know that you wanted me and I was the one for you and you went for my best friend first, that's on you, bitch.
I think it's different. I think I wouldn't care. But I know. Yeah, I'll be single.
I'll never have a romantic relationship. It's okay. I'll just get a dog.
If you were a girl,
I'll get a cat. I'll get a fish.
It'd be different.
I'll get a plant.
If you were a girl, I would know.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Oh. Okay. Next question.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because you're a girl, I feel like I'd be like, oh, it's fine. He had a thing for girls, and now he likes me.
Yeah. Exactly. Would you rather be in a relationship where you're deeply in love but always poor, or in a loveless relationship with all the wealth and comfort you desire? I already know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
I'm flying first class.
Up in the sky.
Up in the sky. Sipping champagne. Not an alcoholic champagne.
Yeah. You know what I actually was thinking?
Living the life.
In the great words of Beyonce. Ching-a-ling, ching-ching. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Like, wealth. Okay, you answer first since you know my answer. Ching-a-ling, ching-ching. That's my favorite. That's my favorite line in all of Renaissance.
Yeah, when she does the move. Yeah.
Yep. I feel like wealth. Look, one of the main things that people argue about in relationships. It's like intimacy, finances. I think children is one of them, and then social media that we learned from Dr. Nicole, right? But I feel like it gets kind of hard with finances because you're like, am I dating a broke bitch? You know, by the way, when I say bitch, I don't mean females. I mean everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's something with like a mentality when you have, I don't know. It's a little sticky. I think I'm deeply in love, always poor. Damn, this one's hard. Loveless relationship with all the wealth. But then what if you can have a little something on the side?
Yeah, you know what, though? Okay, here's the real honest answer. My playful answers are always like, ching-a-ling, ching-ching, you know, like, but my real answer is I think that I've had a lot of opportunities to be with people who are financially well off. And I have never been interested. I've never been interested in their money. I feel like for my own spirit, for the sake of my own life and my own soul, like I would much rather be in love. Like we can fucking have Maruchan. Maruchan's expensive though, right?
You're dumb.
It's expensive, right? Maruchan's kind of pricey now.
Stupid.
Back in the day, they were like 10 cents each. Back in the day, Maruchan soup, you could spend like a quarter on them and you just put chile, limon, and sour cream. That was my thing. And
And that's good enough
that
for
was
you.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, obviously the serious answer is like, I would love to be in a deep, passionate, in love relationship. And, you know, because for me, I can always make a dollar holler. Mm-hmm.
You
know,
stretch
I can
that
always
dollar.
Spend some gold. Yeah, I can always spend some gold. I can always, you know, I can do it. I can chingling ching ching as well.
Would you rather be forced to betray your best friend to save your relationship or sacrifice your relationship to save your friendship? Best friends all the way, boo. Like, hell no. I would never betray my best friend for a relationship. Sorry.
What about save? Is it, like, am I dying? Is the other person dying?
No, like, save. No. If you want to be my lover, you got to get
if
with
it's
my
a
friends.
If it's a good relationship, you shouldn't have to sacrifice anything.
But it says force.
So
force
it
to
must
betray.
Be. It must not be forced to betray. Oh, no. I would not betray my bestie.
What if this is, like, the era of, like, King Henry in England, and you live in a castle, and the king is saying, who stole this diamond from my lair? And he's like, it's only one of two people. It's Curly or Joe Jonas. Who is it? Joe Jonas?
Oh, man. Why you gotta say that? Oh, my God.
And they were like, one of them has...
Joe Jonas, the actual love of my life? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, like the actual...
Curly! It was Curly! I saw him!
To the chopping board! The guillotine.
It's Joe Jonas!
Had this happened like 2 months ago, I would have been like, it's fine. Just do it. It's
no,
fine.
I wouldn't.
Don't be happy with Joe Jonas.
If it was Joe Jonas, listen, I can't. Joe Jonas. But I know everyone. Joe Jonas now, I don't know.
I'll never be Joe Jonas. I'll never be Joe Jonas. I'm like, just go for it. It's fine. Just do it. It's okay. For me, if it was between, who am I in love with? Like, who am I just so in love with? Oh, William Moran and you.
William Moran.
Like, if I...
They were like, somebody stole a loaf of bread and must suffer the consequences. It's either Maya or William Moran. Damn. Curly, you were the witness. Who did it?
That's hard. Because William Moran, I'm like, I fucking love you.
But what if he stole the bread?
What if he stole the actual bread? I would slap it out of his hand and into your direction.
And then Les Mis, the musical starts.
Is that what they...
Who am I?
Is that what Les Mis is about?
I'm Jean Valjean. Yeah.
You know what?
Stole a loaf of bread.
I don't like this game anymore.
we stop becoming friends after this.
Runs away from William Rand. Who's like totally straight, by the way, straight, like has children, has a beautiful wife, like.
Okay, but you're manifesting every single time we get on this podcast. I know I talk about, I mean, I haven't talked about this time, but you always talk about William Moran. So you're manifesting.
You know
something.
What? Do you remember when Rosie?
And his full name.
And it what?
And his full name.
Oh, yeah. I love him. You know what, though? Like. Rosie O'Donnell back in the day used to talk about how much she loved Tom Cruise, and she was a whole ass lesbian. I feel like I'm Rosie and he's my Tom Cruise. Okay. But I would pick you. I'd be like,
yeah, I would pick you.
Sorry, William Moran.
Sorry, Joe.
And now, welcome to the astrology section. In this game, we will be discussing who would you fuck, marry, or kill in the zombie apocalypse. Ding, ding, bing, 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 bing.
So we're marrying a zombie? And we're fucking a zombie also?
Honestly, yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
If they fucking survive death, they can fucking... They probably can go for multiple rounds. A zombie... If a zombie's gonna eat some meat, it's gonna be this meat. Like, there's so much. Zombies, they're hungry for some flesh.
Marry Aries. Kill Taurus.
Fuck, marry, kill.
F, Gemini. Marry, F, Cancer. Marry Leo.
Okay, wait, what's your final answer? What's your final, final answer? Zombie apocalypse.
What are you talking about? I'm telling right now.
Zombie apocalypse. There's zombies running around.
One?
Yes, one for each. Like, this is it. Like, you need to pick and choose who you're going to have with you in zombie apocalypse.
Okay. marry a Virgo because they're going to get me out of there because I'm a dummy sometimes. I will F... Let's go with Scorpio and kill. Well, I don't want to say kill. Kills.
Feed him to the zombies. How about this? Is who you feed to the zombies? Who
feed him? Oh, feed him to the zombies.
Sacrifice him to the zombies.
Oh my god, I can't do that to any Taurus.
Okay. I can't do that to any Taurus. I would F. I love how I said fuck several times and now I'm like F. I would fuck a Scorpio because I feel like they would put it down the last few days of our lives. I would marry a Capricorn or an Aries because, like, you know they're going to get shit done.
That's right.
You know, like, you know damn well we are going to survive that zombie apocalypse.
We will survive.
If we are with a Capricorn or an Aries. Kill or feed to the zombies. Who could I feed to the zombies?
This is the lowest vibrating, like the worst version of these signs. I love Taurus.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think you guys would want to do it your way or the highway, and I think I would trust a Virgo to get us out of something.
I feel like
I think you guys would give up, honestly.
Virgos, we would give up.
No, Taurus. I think you guys would be like, you know what? I'm good.
I feel like, who would be dead weight? Who's like a dead... Oh, I'm feeding the Pisces to the zombies.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. No, oh, my God, Pisces isn't even on here. Oh, it is. No, you know what? I had to change that. Yeah, I'm Pisces, sorry. I take it back. Taurus, sorry, Taurus. Pisces.
You know what, though? All the Pisces in my lives are such great leaders. Like, they're just great leaders and stuff, so
we're talking about the low vibrations.
Low vibrations, Taurus then.
Okay.
That totally changed so fast. I don't know any low vibration Pisces, to be honest. I don't know any low vibration Tauruses either.
We chose each other, huh?
We did. Have you ever loved somebody so much? Shout out to Brandy, who also listens to our podcast. Just kidding.
And that concludes the astrology portion of the podcast. This is allegedly for entertainment purposes only. Thank you so much for listening for the game show Would You Rather. Tally up your scores. Who are you most? We pretty much we kind of said the same thing. Well, huh?
Maybe
in some questions.
If you picked Maya, what do they win?
You win a lifetime supply of my leftover hair from the shower when I had to detangle my hair today.
Amazing. And Curly, if you chose Curly, what do you win? You win a lifetime supply of getting ghosted.
Wow. That's not rare
by
either.
Me.
Boo.
Well, just kidding. I would never ghost any of the besties. The besties. We're out here ghosting these toxic men, and I wouldn't ghost you.
We have one last question coming from the audience.
Yes. Okay. Would you rather bow down to beep and promise to be a lifetime assistant or suck a turd?
To who?
I can't mouth it because there's so much Botox in my face. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I would suck that turd like it was the last popsicle on earth.
I would suck on that turd and lick it dry. I love so much that I have like...
You can't mouth the word?
No.
Try it.
I can't.
Wow.
I had to really just...
The future of America.
Yeah, I had to really move my face really hard to say that because it's frozen in time.
It's frozen? She doesn't know it's frozen.
My face was frozen in time in fucking 2019. It just... That's the...
What about you?
I'd fucking suck the turd from the source. I would suck that turd and lick that ass clean.
Me too, girl.
Bend it, Alona. Shake that ass for Drake. Anyways, well, guys, Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment, anywhere where you scroll or click.
You can find me at The Curly B Show on Instagram and TikTok, anywhere that you watch content, really, except for maybe Twitch. Wow. Twitch? What's that called?
Twitch. On Twitch, my Twitch is Maitha Plays, and I may be doing some Twitch content soon.
I haven't played video games since like 1998. All right, guys, make sure you join us for another episode of the Super Best Simi Chicken Fan Club. Yep. And send us
the what?
The Super Secret Bestie Club, and make sure that you send us any comments, concerns, or ideas for future episodes.
No concerns.
To our DMs. No concerns.
Just compliments.
Send all concerns to Maya. Bye.
Make sure to hit that subscribe button to hear more episodes every single week. The Super Secret Bestie Club podcast is a production of Sonoro in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.